today about the topic of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Let me say a lot of things, I guess a couple things, by way of introduction. Number one, I think it is our last year series on the Rabban's Perush Al Torah. There are one or two issues I would have loved to have spoken about, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll have that opportunity at some point. But today we are focusing on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Like many sugyas, so the sugya of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael can be viewed from a variety of vantage points. That could be a halacha lemaisa shir, what's the status of truma, of shemitah bizman hazeh. That could be a lumdish shir, when we learned Mesechas Gidin a couple of years ago. We spoke at length about some of the ideas there, as far as Rishonot, Tushniya, what's the nature of that Kedusha, what generates that Kedusha. What we're focusing on today is really the status of Eretz Yisrael from the perspective of Taras Machshava. Trying to understand how many of the great Baalei Machshava understood what Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is all about. It is obviously an appropriate thing to talk about, as I think almost all of us are going to be in Chutz La'aretz for Pesach, and that including myself. So it's definitely, as we have another, before many of us are going to have at least a short-term return, barring the coming of Mashiach, so at least we have a little bit of an opportunity now to reflect upon that Kedusha and what that Kedusha is all about. I want to open with a Ha'ara that I came across yesterday. It's a really fascinating Ha'ara. Yaakov Chaim Charlap, not Yaakov Moshe Charlap, Yaakov Chaim Charlap, I assume he's a grandson, wrote a sefer called Eretz Yisrael B'Mishnatam Shel Tanan V'Amorayim. He has an amazing Ha'ara in the Hakdama. He points out that Eretz Yisrael is referred to throughout Tanakh in a lot of different contexts. We know that Tanakh, as you go through Tanakh, one of the things that becomes abundantly clear is the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. However, nowhere in Tanakh is Eretz Yisrael referred to as Kadosh. Kedusha is never used in the context of describing Eretz Yisrael. What is described in Eretz Yisrael? Chutz La'aretz, we're told, has a certain amount of tumah, a certain kind of impurity. We're told that in Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Asher Enei Hashem Elokecha Batamid. It's a land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always focused on. But the notion of Kedusha, so the Tanakh never uses that term. That could be because of an idea of what the word Kedusha really means. It may be for other reasons also, as far as what actually makes Eretz Yisrael unique. And when we define what Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is, there may be, if you really want to sort of highlight on the unique element of Eretz Yisrael, so maybe there are other words to use. However, in Chazal, in the Mishnah Meseches Kelim, in some of the Midrashim, there Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Kadosh, and it's clear in Gemaras, and it's clear that we assume, believe Shum Safek, that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. And part of what we want to try to figure out is the nature of that Kedusha, the source of that Kedusha. One of the discussions that he has there in the beginning of that Sefer, but within different Midrashim, but one of the discussions, which is true for many Baalei Machshava, is what is the source of that Kedusha? Is Eretz Yisrael inherently holy? Is there something about the land that is by definition more Kadosh, or it's not inherently holy? There's something external that makes Eretz Yisrael Kadosh. For example, there's something external that tzivoy to be mekayim certain mitzvos. That's what makes Eretz Yisrael holy. If you want to ask the question one way of asking it, why are there certain mitzvos that are dafka in Eretz Yisrael? Is it that Eretz Yisrael is more holy and therefore it has more mitzvos, or is it that it has more mitzvos and that's why it's holy? That's an Eretz Yisrael question. As a parenthesis, that's a much larger question also in the world of Machshav and a bit of Halacha. A friend of mine, Rabbi Yosef Bronstein, I remember speaking with him about this a couple of years ago. He had a couple different concepts, but the question comes up. Kohanim are more holy. Kohanim have more mitzvos. Is it that Kohanim are more holy and therefore they have more mitzvos? Or Kohanim have more mitzvos and therefore they're more holy? Did you have that question in a couple of different contexts that has nafkaminas for certain people that may have less chi of mitzvos? Less chi of mitzvos. They, by definition, become less holy, and the possibility of being mechalik, that's a bit of a larger conversation. But why is Eretz Yisrael unique? It is a davar pashut in Tanakh, in Chazal, and for all Baalei Machshava, regardless of political affiliation, and regardless of modern day hashkafa, that Eretz Yisrael is a unique land. What makes Eretz Yisrael unique? We're going to, by and large, highlight three mahalchim. A mahalach of the Ramban, a mahalach of the Kuzari, and a mahalach that comes more or less from the writings of the Rambam. We'll be quoting some achron in the context of the Rambam. We'll speak about Tzadok a little bit. The context of the Rambam, the Kuzari, we'll speak about the Rav. We'll try and do our best. I was joking at the Shachar this morning. A lot of this year has to be dedicated to my very sweet and holy infant child, Ari, who was up at early enough this morning that the shir looks very different now than it looked late last night. So, we thank him for some of these wonderful, hopefully it'll, nice makoros. If anyone wondering why it's 4 pages of makoros instead of 2 pages of makoros, that is because of him. That is totally because of him. Let's go with the Ramban. Okay. The Ramban has a very famous piece in Parshas Achrimos. A very famous piece in Parshas Achrimos. That is the linchpin for the Ramban. That's where a lot of it really, really starts. The Chumash in Achrimos says something fascinating. The Torah is describing, the Torah lists the Isurim that relate to Arayos. That relate to Arayos. And then the Chumash goes on to say that if you violate Arayos, so then Eretz Yisrael is going to spit you out. You're going to, if you defile Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be asked to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban has a kasha, which for him is a starting point, and some of us it relates to what we saw last week. The Ramban says, I don't understand. Arayos is not a uniquely Eretz Yisrael kind of an Aveira. Arayos is us there in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It's the same Isser. It's the same Isser. It's not like, I understand that the Ramban, and it said if you don't keep Truma or Meiser, you'll be thrown in Eretz Yisrael, that makes sense. You're not keeping the unique Eretz Yisrael lachas, then you lose Eretz Yisrael. But says Ramban, why is Arayos, why is that going to be something which if I violate Arayos, I lose Eretz Yisrael? So Ramban understands, and Ramban tries to develop the Yisod, that Eretz Yisrael is a unique area, different from everywhere else, where the standards are higher. The Ramban says, look at the Sifri and Parshas Re'eh, Eretz Yisrael, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, Kulam, Eretz Yisrael is on some level, whatever that line means. Here's what reference in the Rav Wolbe, Mitzvah Shkulos, talks about what exactly that means to be Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Many things are Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. What does that mean? But there's something, it's exceptionally significant. We saw Chazal last week that it sounds like the mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz on some level of preparation for the real mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says Eretz Yisrael is unique. And because Eretz Yisrael is unique, it is more spiritually sensitive. And the violation of Arayos in Eretz Yisrael is not the same thing as the violation of Arayos in Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael, Pasha can't handle it. And if a person engages in Arayos in Eretz Yisrael, so you know what's going to happen? The world can't handle you. You're done. What's the source of that Kedusha, says the Ramban? Where does that Kedusha come from? Now the Ramban, we spoke about in the first year in the Ramban. The Ramban speaks on multiple levels. The Ramban's a Mekubal. The Ramban's a Lamdan. The Ramban's a Halachist. The Ramban's a Peirush and Shas. The Ramban is a Baal Machshava. The Ramban here is Peirush HaTorah. In the beginning of Masechus Gidin, we spoke about the Ramban as far as Lamdus, how the Ramban understands certain things. But the Ramban in Peirush HaTorah bases it on a Yisod that we saw a little bit earlier in the year about Hashgach HaPratis. The Ramban understands that every single area in this world outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not directly running and in charge of. Other areas, the Ribbono Shel Olam set up certain mazalos, certain secondary forces that are really handling the control of those areas. Obviously Hashem's in charge of all of it, but there are different mazalos, there are different things that are, whatever that means, that are in control of other areas. We know that the Ramban points out when we spoke about Avodah Zarah, this is the source of Avodah Zarah for some. The reason why people made the mistake of thinking there was Avodah Zarah wasn't because the sun or those mazalos aren't doing anything, they are doing something. They forgot the ultimate source being the Ribbono Shel Olam. All of that, says the Ramban, that is not true, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Aval Eretz Yisrael, emtzaus ha-yishuv hi nachlas Hashem, yuchadis l'shmo, based on the Zohar, the Ramban writes, Eretz Yisrael, it's nachlas Hashem, it's the real, the middle of the world. Lo nasna leham in ha-malachim k'tzin shoter emosha. There's no malachim that are in charge of anything of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is pure Ribbono Shel Olam. Eretz Yisrael is pure Ribbono, it's nachlas Hashem. It's where the Ribbono Shel Olam is intimately involved in a direct way. Where does Ramban get that from? That's how it's described in Chumash, Eretz, Asher, Eine Hashem Elokecha, Batan. That's where Hashem is always focused. That's where Hashem is. It is always, always involved in. That's the difference. Says the Ramban, there's a heightened level of Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael. And because there's a heightened level of Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael, that is why, says the Ramban, Eretz Yisrael, it can't handle certain things. Eretz Yisrael can't handle certain Averas. It's not an Eretz Yisrael dik Avera. No. But the Tumah, Bosom can handle that. So you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it as a result. But it's all Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein Tara Bashlema. There's not complete Tara there, says the Ramban. Why? Bavor Misharsim Hamoshlem Aleha. Ve'amim Toim Achrei Sareim Lavod Gamosam. In reference to the piece of Avod Zara. Because in Chutz La'aretz, there are other forces that are in charge. Says the Ramban, you want to know what makes Eretz Yisrael unique? It is the land. It is the land where the Ribbono Shel Olam is directly in charge of it. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because of Nachlas Hashem, the unique Hashgacha Pratis. In light of that, we understand two other things. The Eretz Yisrael is the real place to do it. That's where real Avos, the Ramban said, that's Pshat in Wine Chutzla Aretz. That's why Pshat in the Sifri, it's all preparation. What does it mean it's all preparation? Obviously, that's value in Chutzla Aretz. But Dafkan Eretz Yisrael, Nachlas Hashem, where the Ribbono Shel Olam is more intimately involved, that's where mitzvos become all the more critical. Here, you don't have that. You don't have that same break. Ki ikir kol mitzvos liyoshim be'eretz Hashem. That's where really that's where it primarily can be. So that's why the avos, the Ramban's theory in Sefer Bereishis, good test. Hey, the Ramban thinks the avos only kept Torah mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. That's real nachlas Hashem. That's the real place where Hashem were intimately involved. That's also why the Ramban in Sefer Dvarim, Yudches Tesvav, source number 6, the Ramban understands, based on Chazal, there's only Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael. Why is there only Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael is a place where the Ribbono Shel Olam is much more intimately involved. There's a certain kind of mitzias in Eretz Yisrael, of a kirva, the makom hashchina. There's a certain closeness to Ribbono Shel Olam that a person experiences in Eretz Yisrael. That is first mahalach. That is the mahalach of the Ramban. Rav Tzadok, just to give a little bit of an addition, Rav Tzadok has two ha'aras about Eretz Yisrael along these lines. One, source number 8, Rav Tzadok pointed out that a couple of times Rav Tzadok thinks, this is interesting, he said, that where something is located in Shas is important. So Rav Tzadok says, why are all the sugyas of Eretz Yisrael in Maseches Ksubis? Because Eretz Yisrael is the ksuba between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eretz Yisrael is what highlights that special relationship. We are the Am that's Zocher to be in Eretz Yisrael. We are the Am that's Zocher to have that close and intimate relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eretz Yisrael is our Ksuba. Eretz Yisrael is what ensures, we spoke about Ksuba yesterday, Eretz Yisrael is what ensures the closeness that we have to Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Tzadok also points out, Rav Dov Shefkin in his Sefer, Barogez Rachim Tiskor, talks about this a little bit. That's also why the Sugyas of Chorban are in Maseches Gidin. Why are the sugyas of Chorban and Maseches Gidin losing Eretz Yisrael? Because there's a little bit of a gerush in there. There's a little bit of a separation that takes place with Chorban. Rav Tzadok points out, and this is it's a great diuk. He thinks that it's even really pshat in the Ramban and Parshas Vayelach in Sichas Malachi Hasharis. Rav Tzadok points out it's the following ara. The Gemara says Maseches Ksubis that if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's domet kemisha yeshlo eloka. It's Dome, it's like you have a God. Called Dar B'chutzlar, it's Dome, Kamisha Ein Lo Eloka. It seems like you don't have a God. Many of the Mefarshim have a question in that Gemara. The way I think some say, I think Rabbi Melech has it like this. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's Dome, Kamisha Ein Lo Eloka. It's like you have a God. But mashma that you really don't. But in Chutzlar, it's Dome, Kamisha Ein Lo Eloka. It's as if you don't have a God. But mashma in Chutzlar, you really do have a God. That phrase Dome is a strange kind of a formulation. So Tzadok says the phrase Dome means something else. Dome milashon dimyon, imaginary. Says Tzadok, when you are in, the difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is it's Dome, it seems like in Eretz Yisrael, it's Nachlas Hashem, there's a certain kind of closeness, and it seems like in Chutz La'aretz, Dome, Kemisha Ein Lo Eloka, like the Ribbono Shel Olam is less involved. Says Tzadok, Aliba de Emes, the Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere. Aliba de emes, a person can recognize and experience it everywhere. It's just a dimyon. That chiluk is a little bit of a dimyon. It's a little bit of a distinction. When the Ramban says Eretz Yisrael, dafka there, it's parts of the Yelech, it's Dafka in it's Elokeha Aretz, as if it's Jerusalem's not in charge everywhere else. Hashem's in charge everywhere. But because it's secondary, it seems as if he's not. Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, we're able to experience, we're able to see, it's like Yesho Eloka. That even on that level of what we experience, what a person sees, Dafka there, because of the closeness, that's where we get it. That is the Mahalach number one, that of the Ramban. Eretz Yisrael is very, very unique. It sounds there's something metaphysical, something unique about Eretz Yisrael, irrespective of, not because of Kiyum HaMitzvos. Eretz Yisrael is very, very unique. There's nafkamina that mitzvos there are more valuable. There's nafkamina that nevuah is dafka going to be there. It's nafkamina that the Ribbono Shel Olam can't handle arayos in those places. Why? What makes it unique? Where is it? What generates that? That's nachlas Hashem. That's where Hashem, it's emtsos hayishuv. That's where Ribbono Shel Olam is much more focused. Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is Mahalach of Rabbi Yehuda Levi and Kuzari. The Rav spoke about Rabbi Yehuda Levi and Kuzari and his love of Eretz Yisrael. So it's interestingly enough, the place where he talks about it the most is actually in the Kinos. The Rav used to speak in Boston on Tisha B'Av. He'd only go through like six or seven Kinos, I think, Tisha B'Av, something like that. He spent a lot of time going through and breaking down. The Kinos are very hard to understand. Spent a lot of time, you know, explaining it, a lot of time giving background to, you know, main what we say in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Ma'at B'Kavana, May Harbor Shalom B'Kavana. He was spent a lot of time on individual Kinos, and a lot of places do similar things. The Kina of Tzion Halot Hishali, a Kina written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi about Eretz Yisrael, but it's clear on Kuzari also. The Rav writes, and you have to understand, this is not a critique. It's not a critique. The Rav writes that Yehuda Halevi, first of all, again, maybe a little bit of background first. The Rav points out that you have a lot of Rishonim that wrote Sifrei Machshava. The Rav points out, for example, in source number 11 or 12, source number 12, discussion of the Kinos, he writes that the Rambam only mentions the land of Israel only once in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam only writes Eretz Yisrael once in Mor Nevuchim. Rabbi Nevachia in Chovas HaLevavos doesn't really talk about Eretz Yisrael at all. Not all we've shown him even speak about it. Obviously, it's a value, but the primacy is not the same for everyone. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, of all we've shown him, when you read the Kuzari and what's going on there, and you see the way he lived his life by moving to Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban also moving to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban speaks about it a lot. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi speaks about Eretz Yisrael a lot, and the way the Rav described it is, in a certain sense, it's less sophisticated than the way the Ramban talks about it. It's not a knock. It's not a knock on Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, God forbid. To statement about the way that he talks about it. The way that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi understands Eretz Yisrael, it's not just unique in a metaphysical sense, a kedusha sense. He thinks Eretz Yisrael, pshuto kimashmo, in a natural sense. There's something natural about Eretz Yisrael. It's just totally different. It's inherently kadosh. Something natural about Eretz Yisrael that makes it just totally, totally different. According to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, we'll read it here. Yehuda Halevi adored everything about Eretz Yisrael. He was madly in love with Eretz Yisrael. I have never known of anyone so in love with Eretz Yisrael as Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. There are many others who went to Eretz Yisrael, but he did not confess their love for the land in such terms as he did. The Ramban also loved Eretz Yisrael. He was more sophisticated and explained his love in halachic terms. And this approach is more familiar to us because we know the language of halacha. Yehuda Halevi expresses his love for Eretz Yisrael somewhat differently than the Ramban. Has he described his love of Eretz Yisrael? So if you go to source number 12, the Rav summarizes it. It's very nice. He spoke about the climate of Eretz Yisrael. Avira de Aramafkim. Just Etzem being there. Being there changes everything. Alternatively, this is important. Yehuda Halevi understands. The phrase of Yehuda Halevi's philosophy and understanding of the land in Israel. For him, Hashras HaShechina is part of the climate of the land of Eretz Yisrael. You just naturally feel Hashras HaShechina more in Eretz Yisrael. Just as it's natural to arise in the morning and see the sun shining or hear the rain falling, so too it is natural in the land of Israel to arise in the morning and find the Shechina. It's the natural hargasha a person has in Eretz Yisrael. That's why when a person davens in Eretz Yisrael, you find Shechina more. Ak dekach, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi thinks that al pi emes, naturally those in Eretz Yisrael also, only nevuah in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi thinks it should be, or bad Eretz Yisrael, getting nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, this is part of a larger machlokes here to leave the Rambam about nevuah, should be natural. A person nowadays, stam in Eretz Yisrael, should be getting nevuah. The only reason why we don't get it is if we aren't on a madrega. But it's not like you have to work and get it. If you're in the right madrega and you're in Eretz Yisrael, you will naturally just get prophecy. You will naturally just have that kind of a relationship. Just have that kind of a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. There's something inherently kadosh about Eretz Yisrael for Yehuda Levi. It's what we're striving for. It is the ultimate point. It is something that is that a person has to be entirely connected to. If you look, I put just one place here in Maimar Beis of the Sefer Kuzari. You can see some of the lines there. It's very, very meaningful. The Kuzari becomes exceptionally influential in the thought of Rav Kook and the thought of others that talk about the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook, for example, in source number 10, is the Hakdama. Rav Kook wrote a Sefer in Shvias and Shemitah called Shabbos Haaretz. And in the Hakdama, he writes a little bit about Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, Eretz Yisrael, Doma Bezel Talmud Torah. Eretz Yisrael has a similarity to Talmud Torah. They're both Shekulah, can I call it mitzvah? Talmud Torah, can I call it mitzvah? Eretz Yisrael, Shekulah, can I call it mitzvah? What does that mean? Talmud Torah, Afa Pishu Mevi L'dei Maisa, Mitzvahs Kulam. Even though Talmud Torah is something which brings to other mitzvahs, Mikomakom Chalila Lomar, it'd be terrible to say Talmud Torah is just about a preparation. Talmud Torah is El Yona V'chashuva B'kdushasa B'fnei Atzma. It's elevated on its own. And the Rav Kook described, this fits with, again with Yehuda Levi and with the Ramban, the unique nature of Eretz Yisrael. Kmo Chen Hikdushas Eretz Yisrael. It's not just in Eretz Yisrael you can perform mitzvos better. It's not just that here you can have more mitzvos. Tzarech kol leiv v'chol ruach v'neshama shokol echad v'echad miYisrael yoshome v'shokik lovo liyachiz v'eretz chemda. Every person, every heart, every soul should, of the Jewish people should want to pull, should want to grab on to a little bit of what Eretz Yisrael really is. Beis chayam Hashem l'dor v'ador u'l'netzach nitzachem. That is, again, what we have so far, those that are playing up the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, they're not connecting it per se to because of a chiyuv HaMitzvah, because of we have an obligation for mitzvos, but they're playing up the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Why is it Kadosh? We don't label it, it's natural. It's something about Avira de Arem Machim, the Gemara Mesachas Baba Basra. There's something just special about the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's a natural place for Hashem HaShechina. The Ramban is giving a bit of a hesber. Ramban says it's really because of the unique kind of a Shekhinah that's there. One of the implications of ideas like this is something which you find in a discussion in the Bach, based on the Gemara Masechet, or opposed to the Gemara Masechet Sota, when the Bach talks about the Kedusha of Peros Eretz Yisrael, that eating Peros Eretz Yisrael, Le'echol mipirya v'lesboa mituva. Again, unlike the Gemara Daf Yedal Masechet Sota, that's a discussion there, but there's a certain kind of kedusha, even just stam in the peros of Eretz Yisrael, in the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. Those deyas in Chazal, in the Gemara in the Sechas Ksubis, the Gemara is another context of Amoraim, which coming and kissing Eretz Yisrael when they get there and saying goodbye. It's because there's a certain kind of a kedusha. It's not just about mitzvos. It's not just there's a certain kind of holiness, a certain kind of uniqueness that a person finds in the realm of Eretz Yisrael, and that's something which should be embraced and understood. There are other mahalchim also about the source of Eretz Yisrael. Not that all these are mutually exclusive, maybe we'll talk about the end, the Tashbates and some others think that all these ideas are true. But let's, another mahalch, let's go to source number 13. A mahalch that comes a bit, we'll talk about the Rambam, we'll speak about the Rav, as far as the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, those who perceive and discuss the Kedusha in different ways. Lav Dafka, they're arguing. They definitely highlight the Kedusha in different ways. Let's start with the Mishnah Maseches Kelim. We said that in Tanakh, Eretz Yisrael is never referred to as Kadosh. Let's see how it is in Chazal. Tanan. Esther Kedusha is saying, Eretz Yisrael mikudesh mikol ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael is more Kadosh. Umahi Kedushasa. What is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? So if I'm Rehuda Levi, the Ramban, I'm not going to talk about this in Mishnah Maseches Kelim. I'll talk about this in Machshava terms. But the Mishnah says, Shemeviyim yimena ha'omer v'habikurim u'shtei halachar. The Kedusha is that you bring the Omer, you bring Bikurim, and you bring Shtei Halachar. There's some discussion in the Gra, there's different Girsa, a lot of discussion to why dafka those three mitzvos, why not Truma, Meiser, and other things. The Rav has a bit of a mahalach there, two kinds of Kedusha, there's Yisrael, there's Mikdash, and things like that. How was it? The, But what's very clear is the Kedusha here described in Mishnah, Maseches Kehillim, is a Kedusha that emerges from Kiyum HaMitzvos. A Kedusha that emerges from Kiyum HaMitzvos. What the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. In source number 15, there's an article where someone quoted the Rav, or Shatter, quoting the Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda Levi and the Rambam really understand the purpose and the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael differently. Rabbi Yehuda Levi, Eretz Yisrael becomes a national sign. It's the national place. He talks about it in very sort of a grandiose term. Eretz Yisrael is the not the place where it's naturally called, the place where Am Yisrael is supposed to be. You speak about Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. That's something which is very Rabbi Yehuda Levi kind of a terminology. The way it goes to here, according to the Rambam, it's the Torah Mashma. So Eretz Yisrael Eino Samal Amami Oli'um. It's not a national sign. El Chefta Shal Mitzvah Dumya Delulav. Klomar Dechol Tachlisa Shal Eretz Yisrael Eina Ella Lekayem Mitzvos. The purpose of Eretz Yisrael is primarily about being able to be Mekayem Mitzvos. That's like the Gemara in Sota Daf Yadal. The Gemara says, why does Moshe Rabbeinu want to get into Eretz Yisrael? He wants to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael? No, he wants to be able to be Mekayim Mitzvos. To be Mekayim Mitzvos. Another kind of a Mahalach. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Not the inherent. It's about the Kiyum HaMitzvos. A certain kind of Kedusha that's there, that manifests itself and is very strongly connected to Dafka to Kiyum HaMitzvos. Dafka to Kiyum HaMitzvos. There's an additional element. And here, the Rav, it's a little bit of a well-known, the emergence of ethical man. The Rav, again, some of the formulation here is very, very strong. To understand really where it's at, you have to contextualize it more within the Rav's learning of Rambams and the way that he views it, and also in the way that he praised Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the discussion of the Kinos. He's going to critique the Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda Levi here. You have to, again, understand the fact that we have other places where the Rav is praising Rabbi Yehuda Levi in his Peirush on Kino, in his Kinos, and what he says here, as if it's on his own, in other places, seems to be more based on the Rambam. Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Ramban, the attribute of Kedusha, ascribed to the land of Israel, is an objective, metaphysical quality inherent in the land. There's Etzem Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. That's something built into Eretz Yisrael that's more Kadosh. With all my respect for the Rishonim, I must disagree with such an opinion. I do not believe it is halachically cogent. Al-Pidin, it doesn't seem to be... Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Al-Pidin, does not seem to be inherent in the land. We know Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael, Gemara's Maseches Shavuos, Gemara's Maseches Megillah, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, what establishes Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael, says the Rav, not inherently Kadosh, it is rather Kedusha in Halacha is always man-made. We are Mekadesh things. We are Mekadesh things. Bizman Yehoshua, maybe Bizman Avos, Bizman Yehoshua, Bizman Ezra, when we came back, but Ezra Hashem, Bizman Bayashlishi, Kedusha is not inherently Kadosh. We are the ones that are Mekadesh. We are the ones that increase the Kedusha. How do we increase the Kedusha? So Rambam and Hilchos, based on the Chira and Perek Vav, how are you Mekadesh something? How do we do it? Bichazaka. We're Mekadesh Bichazaka through Kibush. There are ways that we're Mekadesh, but the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, primarily Al Pidin, is not inherent in the land. Land has no Kedusha. When Klal Yisrael comes and we are Mekadesh something, especially on the day of the Shechina, then there's some Kedusha there. Reb Chaim, I find this to be a very inspiring Reb Chaim. A very inspiring Reb Chaim. It's Reb Chaim in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. I think you can miss it a little bit. Rosenberg pointed this out. There's a din in the Gemara Maseches Ksubis called Bias Kulchem. For certain halachas about Eretz Yisrael, it's not enough to be in Eretz Yisrael or for there to even be standard Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. But for certain halachas to apply, maybe Chala, maybe Shemitah, you require Bias Kulchem. You require whatever that means, certain machloksim, but a significant portion of Klal Yisrael to be there. Machloksim between the Machorim and the Rambam and the Ritva, when exactly that has to happen. But you require a lot of Klal Yisrael to be there. Why do you require a lot of Klal Yisrael to be there? So the Beis HaLevi understands it one way. Reb Chaim and Hilchos Trumos understands that why do you require Bias Kulchem for certain mitzvos? Because when Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael becomes more Kadosh. It's a higher level of Kedusha certain mitzvot require. Klal Yisrael's presence bring more Kedusha. So whereas in the Ramban Rabbi Yehuda Levi, we're talking about the inherent Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam's unique hashgacha there, b'chulei b'chulei. Here, we're talking about it more in terms of kiyum hamitzvos, in terms of kiyum hamitzvos, and we're talking about it more in terms of man's impact of it. Man's impact, what we do to bring some kedusha there. Obviously, there's slightly different ideas, but all sort of moving away from the Rebbe Levi, from the Ramban model, the inherent kedusha, we bring kedusha, and the notion of it being much, much more about kiyum ha, about kiyum ha mitzvos. Okay, let's shift a little bit. There's going to be the first of all. Let me just maybe point out two or three additional things, and then we'll end with a four. The Tashbetz in Tshuva's Tashbetz, source number 21, Gimel Reish, and this is true. I think for a lot of these, we've shown him. We're speaking about Eretz Yisrael as inherently kadosh, Eretz Yisrael as kedusha man-made, Eretz Yisrael, which is about a national thing, naturally kadosh, and Eretz Yisrael, which is all about mitzvos. Tabit points out, and I think it's true for a lot of these Rishonim, it's more that they highlight different elements of it. Both of these ideas are really true. There's two dinim in kedusha Eretz Yisrael. There's Eretz Yisrael, which is more naturally kadosh on its own, and there's Eretz Yisrael, which maybe man is mekadesh, that's more kadosh for mitzvos. Kedusha Rishonim, Kedusha Shnia, is a shayla of mitzvos, that we are mekadesh. That we are mekadesh, therefore, you're chayiv in more mitzvos, that's one element. But there's also a certain kesher to Eretz Yisrael that definitely applies, whether or not it technically al-pidin has Kedusha Rishona, yes or no. Klal Yisrael's connection to Eretz Yisrael certainly is true, and the uniqueness, irrespective of that. As an example, even if one maintains that there's no Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael bisman hazeh, Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha Shaita, but lo kitchel asad lavo, al-pidin no Kedusha, truma meiser only dirabanan, that doesn't mean that there's no d'oraisa concept of Eretz Yisrael being ours, of a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that takes place nowadays. Tavi talks about the notion of kivura in Eretz Yisrael, the notion maybe of living in Eretz Yisrael, the notion of an avira d'ara machim, of an ein Torah ketoras Eretz Yisrael. A lot of those things, of a nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of those things are Eretz Yisrael dinim. Not the man-made kind, but both ideas may be true, and the certain Eretz Yisrael halachas may be talla in the man-made mitzvah thing, and certain may be about the natural, national kind of an Eretz Yisrael issue. So even though we find different emphasis in terms of what makes Eretz Yisrael kadosh, it's inherently kadosh. Ribbono Shel Olam's focus on all time, it's more naturally kadosh. And we have some who talk about how man's mekadesh it, and that's what makes the chiyuv mitzvos. And kedusha Eretz Yisrael is all about chiyuv mitzvos. Lav dafka, those are mutually exclusive. They may both be true, just some dinim are tully in the natural kedusha, and some dinim not, although to be honest, there really are different orientations, at least in some Rishonim and Achronim, as far as the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's one idea. Second thing we speak, let's point out, the Rav, a well-known Maisa a little bit, the Rav one time, there was a very chashiv Rav from Eretz Yisrael who came to visit YU. The Rav was mechabed him to give a shir to his Talmidim. The Rav sat in the shir, the person gave a shir. The person, when he gave the shir, said, Shatran writes this up, as some others, that, I think someone said that, but definitely Shatran, Sharab, that the person gave the shir, and one of the things he said in the shir is that there's no, if Kitcha Shnia is not Kitcha L'Asad Lavo, if the act of Ezra, he was Mekadesh it, was not there forever, and therefore, if there are tikufas where there's no kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael also lost their kinyan of Eretz Yisrael. It means that we're really mufka from Eretz Yisrael. The Rav got up the next day in Shir and he said, according to Gemara, "B'makom chil Hashem ain cholkin kavod l'Rav," and he wants to just point out that that's totally not true. That is the taina of the non-Jews that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis of listim atem, that we are thieves. It is not true. Whatever your discussion is about the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and this is going to highlight a point. However you understand, we would say here, the nature of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's kinyan in Eretz Yisrael never goes away. Ribbono Shel Olam created Eretz Yisrael, Rashi tells the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, he gave us Eretz Yisrael, there's a certain kind of kinyan that never goes away. A certain kind of kinyan never goes away. We're not speaking now about the Sugyas of Meseches Gidin, kinyan of Akam b'mafkia, certain mitzvot Tulis Ba'aretz, Klal Yisrael's kinyan of Eretz Yisrael is always there. I want to chazer and just end with a vort. There, we spoke about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael from the perspective of Torah Samachshava. Is it inherent, metaphysical kind of a Kedusha? Where that would come from? What are the implications of it? Is it a man-made kind of a Kedusha? A Kedusha that impacts Kiyum HaMitzvos, and that impacts the way that it's... We spoke about how really maybe both ideas are true. We spoke about how, for sure, Eretz Yisrael is something incredibly, incredibly Kadosh, and Chazal are explicit about that. I want to just... end with a vort, and maybe just a quick ha'ara. There's a very beautiful ha'ara I heard a bunch of years ago from Rabbi Kamenetsky from DRS that's over when he was Messiah Zachas Ksuvis once. And then I believe he said he heard the idea from Moshe Weinberger quoting the Sri De'esh. It's an awesome ha'ara. Sorry for the detail. I didn't have a chance to look up the Gemara, so I am going to, unfortunately, wing it a little bit. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Ksuvos that there were deyas, there were people that when they would come to Eretz Yisrael, they would totally kiss the land. They would kiss the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim came to kiss Eretz Yisrael, Shene'emar, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk as a proof for this idea that a person, when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, here, I think it's a Gemara, Kufi Beis and Aleph, let me see if I find it right now, quickly. Not. Yeah, the Gemara here talks about Kiev Asalik Eretz Yisrael. Hold on. Give me 1 second. If I get it, great. If not, okay. Okay, I think it's here in the Gemara conveys at the end. I apologize to say that. That the Gemara says that when one of the Amoraim would come to Eretz Yisrael, so he would kiss Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says Shene'emar, because as the pasuk teaches us, and he has a limud, they're supposed to kiss Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, when Rashi quotes that Gemara, Rashi quotes that exact Gemara but drops a word. The word is Shene'emar, that you're supposed to kiss Eretz Yisrael, and just quotes the pasuk and doesn't have the word Shene'emar. Ask the Sri De'esh. Why does Rashi drop the word Shene'emar? It's the lima. It's the lima that when you leave Eretz Yisrael, you kiss it. You come to Eretz Yisrael, you kiss it. It's a certain kind of a, why drop the Shene'emar? So Sri De'ace suggested the following pshat. Rashi is teaching us that the reason why a person is supposed to feel connected to Eretz Yisrael, the reason why a person is supposed to kiss Eretz Yisrael when they get here. Now in the new planes, right, you can't do that anymore because you get off the ground in the old time, but I think the Nefesh flights, they actually take you so that you could kiss the ground. But in the why I don't mean Lamaisa supposed to do that discussion, Mr. Rav and others, but why the notion of that kind of ahava, that kind of love of Eretz Yisrael, that you're, it's not supposed to be because there's a limud. It's not supposed to be that, oh, Shene'emar, when I get there, remember, oh, there's a pasuk, and because of that pasuk, I'm now going to come and kiss Eretz Yisrael. So the Eish says that Rashi is trying to teach us, drop the Shene'emar. You're supposed to become the Pasuk. You're supposed to become the Limud. You're supposed to naturally have that kind of a Kesher to Eretz Yisrael, where you don't require a Pasuk teaching me. That's supposed to now go and kiss Eretz Yisrael. I'm supposed to now feel that Kesher. You are supposed to naturally try and get to the point where the Kesher to Eretz Yisrael is a Kesher that you naturally feel. Just Etzem being there is something very unique. We quoted the Maisa once that I think what Finkelman from Archaim said, that when they came with Moshe Wolfson, they once came with Moshe Wolfson for Lag BaOmer. A bunch of them flew from America, and it was a Moshe Shabbos Lag BaOmer, so they spent Shabbos in Yerushalayim, and at the end of Shabbos in Yerushalayim, they're about to go to Meron, so I think what Finkelman, someone said to Moshe Wolfson, you know, the whole trip would have been worth it just for Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Even if you don't go to Meron, the whole trip would have been worth it for Shabbos in Yerushalayim. And Moshe Wolfson said back, and it's not trying to, like, out from someone. You know, Moshe Wolfson said back, you're supposed to have that hargash the second you land. If we turn around right now, the whole trip is worth it. That's a little bit of that experience of Hashra'as Hashchina, a little bit of that experience of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that in and of itself is transformative. Eretz Yisrael is something, regardless of where you are as far as different Bali Machshava, where the Kedusha comes from, it is very pashut when you're looking through Tanakh, and you're looking through Chazal, and you're looking through Rishonim, and you're looking through Achronim. Eretz Yisrael is the place, the way the Maharal refers to it, it's the natural place for Klal Yisrael. Geula is being natural. It's being natural. It's where Jews are supposed to be. It's Nachlas Hashem. It's the opportunity to connect to a place that is elevated. It's a place of higher quality mitzvos. It's a place of shekula, can I call mitzvos. It's a place where, again, Rebbe Levi says, if we're on the right madrega, nevuah would just be more natural. It's an incredible opportunity, and to try to appreciate that kind of a uniqueness, for that not to be something which we always need sources to come and prove. We don't always need the shenemars to try and prove. It's something which should be, which ideally we're supposed to try just naturally experience a certain kind of kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that is there. Shkayach, shkayach.